From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Turkey retaliates for a car bombing attack in Ankara. Turkish warplanes struck out at Kurdish positions in northern Iraq Thursday following Wednesday's car bombing in Ankara that killed at least 28 and wounded dozens, many of the victims soldiers on military buses waiting a traffic light. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu blamed a Syrian Kurd for the attack. He appealed for international support against the YPG group, an apparent reference to the U.S., which supports the Syrian Kurdish group in the battle against Islamic State militants. Turkey is engaged in a decades-long battle with Kurdish separatists. The Islamic State was blamed for last October's suicide bombing in Ankara, which killed more than 100. Polls are open across Uganda, where voters are casting ballots in presidential and parliamentary elections. The opening of some voting centers was delayed, with officials awaiting the delivery of ballot papers. Eight candidates are competing for the presidency, with incumbent Yoweri Museveni and challenger Kizza Besigye considered the top contenders. Besigye, having unsuccessfully tried to unseat Mr. Museveni in three previous elections, said he expects the vote to be neither free nor fair.
We have to continue with our defiance campaign. It would just be a continuation of the defiance campaign. And defiance really means that we don't cooperate with the regime. We continue to demonstrate against its actions and delegitimize it until the regime succumbs to the will of the people.
The 71-year-old Museveni, in power since waging a five-year guerrilla campaign against a dictatorship, has been in power for 30 years and remains popular in parts of the country. He's been credited with restoring peace and presiding over economic growth. This is VOA News. Libyans Wednesday marked 5 years since the ouster of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Parliamentarian Abdul Gadir Omar in Tripoli said one of the benefits of the February 17 revolution has been freedom. He says now you can criticize the government openly. Libya remains divided between two rival administrations, despite efforts to forge a national unity government. The United States has confirmed an assessment from Taiwan that China has deployed surface-to-air missiles on a disputed island in the South China Sea. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Wednesday criticized Beijing, saying there should be no militarization of that contested region.
When President Xi was here in Washington, he stood in the Rose Garden with President Obama and said, China will not militarize in the South China Sea. But there is every evidence, every day, that there has been an increase in militarization of one kind or another. It's a serious concern. We've had these conversations with the Chinese, and I'm confident that over the next days, we will have further very serious conversation on this.
The deployment of the missiles on Woody Island and the disputed parasails follow a regional summit in California this week, hosted by President Obama, in which Southeast Asian leaders urged restraint and a halt to the militarization of the South China Sea. Tech company Apple has defied a U.S. government order to unlock its encrypted iPhone software to help investigators examine a phone used by militants who killed 14 people in a terrorist attack in California in December. The company's chief executive officer has vowed to challenge a court order to devise new software that can defeat Apple's own security measures. Tim Cook called the matter an unprecedented overreach with chilling implications for privacy. Mark Rottenberg is president and executive director of the Electronic Privacy Information Center.
I think it's a real risk for privacy and for security when you make the cell phones vulnerable. It's not just the FBI that gets access. It could be criminal hackers. It could be foreign spies. It could be industrial competitors. It's a real danger, I think, to American consumers and American business.
A White House spokesman says authorities want access to just one device and called the encryption issue an important national priority. Pope Francis Wednesday concluded a five-day trip to Mexico, visiting the northern border town of Ciudad Juarez, where he denounced policies that forced many illegal immigrants into the hands of drug gangs and human smugglers. Facing the prospect of economic collapse, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has devalued the currency and raised subsidized gas prices. The South American country already dealing with triple-digit inflation and recession. Authorities in Ghana say more than 50 people died in a collision between a bus and a truck on a highway north of the capital, Accra, late Wednesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.